Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, here on bettingpros.com, YouTube for the video, wherever you get your audio podcasts. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt or at bettingpros on Twitter. For Betting Pros, the offer from BetMGM is still live and still available. $10 bet wins you $150 on any event. Promo code JUICE150 with a new account at BetMGM or BetMGM.com. All right, it's been kind of a crap week. 1-1 on the overnight plays. Iowa State wins outright at Oklahoma State, plus 4 comes in, but the under gets obliterated and it wound up being like 165 points or something like that. We bet under 126.5. Game was not an under, went flying over. So again, I'm going to try to talk myself back into this idea of like stop betting unders and overs and totals and just start betting sides, because it's just not, you know, it's very volatile up and down and can be difficult to bet. And I don't do all that well betting totals. I do better betting sides. So I'm going to kind of focus a little bit on sides here. Two college basketball games that I got for you guys coming up here today. The prop bets go 0-2. Couple prop bets I got on my other show that I liked a lot, and I trailed them and they both missed. Chris Middleton over 4.5 rebounds, he got 4. And then Bam Adebayo over 15.5 points, he had 6. So short there. I do have two player props. And I'll tell you right here, I can't bet them because they're not available as of yet, because Joel Embiid props never come out overnight. But just bet over Joel Embiid. I mean, it's insane. The Lakers, you know, he's going to play crazy. Anthony Davis might limit him, but like at the level he's playing right now, his number probably would be 31.5. He has gone over that like a psychotic number of times, and he is scoring 40, 45 points a night. And it's just, now you got a big spotlight on Thursday night with the Lakers. Bet that. And on the other end, Steph Curry shooting threes. If the books hang a 4.5 for made threes for Curry, I would bet the under. If they hang 3.5, I would bet the over. Steph Curry so far, 2-for-10, 1-for-13, 4-for-13, 6-for-16, 4-for-8, 4-for-10, 2-for-6, 2-for-9, 4-for-11, 1-for-9, 1-for-10, 6-for-12. Those are the 2022 three-point shooting numbers for Steph Curry, made threes. He is shooting way more twos, not shooting threes. It's a weird thing to watch Steph Curry, like, why aren't you shooting threes? But he's not hitting them. And 4 is the number. He has gone over 4 twice in 2022. That's it. 4 is the number. If they hang 3.5, you bet over. If they hang 4.5, we bet under. Kind of where we are with Steph Curry right now for his three-point shooting. It's bizarre because it's just not typical for Steph Curry to shoot this poorly, but Timberwolves, TNT, they're at home. They just scored 130 points. They scored 130 points against Dallas Mavericks. We had the under in that game. We were dead wrong on that. But Steph Curry, I mean, you think 130, Steph Curry scored a bunch of points, right? Nope. Steph Curry scored 18 points on 2 of 10 3-point shooting for Steph Curry in that game. It was Klay Thompson who really shot 3-for-5 from behind the arc. Klay looked great. Klay looked like Klay. And so maybe he takes a bigger lead here, but under 3s, 4.5. If it's 4.5, over 3.5 threes. If it's 3.5 for Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, whatever the hell that number is, just go ahead and bet the over, because that guy is automatic. But that's where we'll be player prop wise for today. So we'll take a look at that here on a Thursday. But I do have two half unit college basketball bets I want to talk about. Okay. I want to talk about the Valley. I want to talk about Loyola Chicago, who I love, on the road against the Salukis of Southern Illinois. What's funny about Southern is that they have an incredibly young head coach named Brian Mullins. Brian Mullins was the point guard of Southern when I was covering the Creighton University Blue Jays taking on the Salukis. This was a fierce rivalry. Southern and Creighton was an unbelievable rivalry. There's so many great, great basketball games between these two schools. Loyola, as we know, I'm in love with Loyola. Okay. 6-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. We've got a big plus 150 bet on them to win the Valley regular season. They're in first place. They're 15-3 overall. Southern 10-10, 3-5 in the Missouri Valley. However, these teams just played about a week ago in Chicago on the road. It was a 59-47 victory for Loyola on the road. However, That game closed on 11-2 run. The lead had been cut to one, and then Loyola went on a big 11-2 run to stretch that out to make that look like a bigger win than it actually was. The Salukis have the number one scoring defense in the Missouri Valley Conference, and they are currently number 23 in the country in scoring defense. This has always been the calling card of Southern. They play defense. They play hard. The number is six. Now, KenPom's got this at +5. It's +6. So it's a little bit off. We get a point of value there, according to KenPom. But also, I just think this is a team, when you start looking at the way that Loyola has been playing and the way that, just from a numbers perspective, you want to talk about who's playing hot. Salukis are 6-2 against the spread at home. Now on the road, Loyola is 5-2-1, but they haven't covered over the last two. In conference play, though, Loyola Chicago is 1-5-1 in conference play against the spread, while Southern is 6-2 against the spread in conference play. 4-1 over the last five and 6-4 over the last 10 games here. Southern plays hard. Southern's at home catching 6 points from Loyola, a team they lost by 9 on the road, and they were close late. I think Carbondale rises up here. I think this is a tight basketball game. I think Loyola wins by 2 or 3, but I'll take the two full possessions, 2 threes, really a 3-possession game almost. I'm taking Southern +6 at home against Loyola Chicago for a half a unit in the Missouri Valley. And then I want to go to the Big Ten, staying in the same kind of middle part of the country. And let's talk about Iowa and Purdue. Arguably the game of the night here. You've got Purdue on the road laying 2.5 points. The total was 158.5. I don't mind the over in the game, but again, I'm not playing that. I don't mind the under too, by the way, in Southern. Don't mind that bet on the under. It's 124 though, from a total perspective for Southern. I mean, 124 is so low, and we just bet under 126.5 with Iowa State and Oklahoma State, and it flew over. So I'm not going to go back to the well there on that bet, but Southern and Loyola going under, probably not that bad of a bet. The first game combined for 108 points. So it went way under 124, but I'm going to come back and just take the 6 points with +6 for the home dogs, the Salukis dogs at home for Southern Illinois. But under, I don't mind that either. However, Purdue and Iowa. So Iowa is 12-7 against the spread. Purdue is 10-9. In the Big Ten, Purdue is 3-5 against the spread. Iowa is 4-4. At home, though, the Hawkeyes are 8-4 against the spread at Carver Hawkeye, 4-4 for Purdue on the road. Now, these two teams played a couple of weeks ago, but Iowa was without Keegan Murray, their best leading scorer, one of their top scorers. Okay. Kid's averaging 22.8 points per game. He did not play in the first matchup. He has scored 15, 13, 25, 12, and 27 over his last five games. And this Purdue team, they're good. Okay. I'm not debating that they're not good. They're good. But you've got a home dog in Iowa at Carver Hawkeye with one of their better players now playing, and they lost 77-70 in the first matchup. This total 158.5 is pretty high. If you look at, you know, historical totals for both Purdue and Iowa, these numbers are getting up there, but Iowa just beat Penn State as 10.5-point home favorites. They won by 17. They did lose to Rutgers on the road, which is somewhat of a shocker, kind of a thud game. But they had beaten Minnesota. They had beaten Indiana. They lost to Wisconsin. They beat Maryland. On the other side, the Indiana loss for Purdue was kind of like a wow on the road. But they came back to beat Northwestern at home, laying 12. They won by 20. They were catching 1.5 against Illinois. They won by 8 in that game. And they were laying 20 to Nebraska. And they won by 27. In that one, their loss came to Wisconsin and Indiana so far, and Rutgers in Big Ten play. Both Iowa and Purdue both lost to Rutgers on the road, which is kind of funny. But I just think having Murray back is significant for Iowa. I have over one possession. I have +2.5 on a home dog for the Iowa Hawkeyes. We took the home dog or the road dog with Iowa State yesterday. Let's come back and take Iowa +2.5. Hawkeyes at home, +2.5 up against Purdue on the road. Half a unit, we're taking Purdue. are taking Iowa plus 2.5 here, minus 110 on both those bets. Okay. So the card today, again, we're going light until we get to the weekend because it's championship weekend. And then we can start to really unravel and start to really pour it on here for championship weekend on Sunday and have 4, 5, 6 different units in play. We'll have a ton of stuff going. Huge football Sunday. Looking forward to that. And then we got to look at the exotics. It's that time of the year, right? We start looking at the USFL. All right. We've got football coming. Spring football is in the USFL. We're going to have it. We're going to be betting on those games. I love betting on these spring footballs and, you know, not betting a lot on them, but it's fun to have money down against football. At the end of the day, it's still football. So we'll bet on that. Got to look at golf. Got to look at NASCAR. We got to look at NBA plays, but from the prop bet perspective, Embiid over, Curry under or over 3s, depending on where it is. From a number perspective, over 3.5 or under 4.5, depending on what the books put it here. So I'll confirm both those prop bets coming up in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, or the link is underneath me on YouTube. We'll confirm that later today. So I'll be looking out for that. I'll at everyone coming up for that. So Southern plus 6 at home, Iowa plus 2.5 at home. The play is for a Thursday's Daily Juice. I'm Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.